And how much education did he have? Do you know that?
No, ma'am.
Could he read and write?
Yeah, he could read.
Mm-hmm. And what did he do?
Well, he worked at Bellows Paint and Body Shop.
Mm-hmm. All right. He worked in Valdosta, in town? Mm-hmm. And do you know anything about your grandparents on either side, what they did for a living? Do you know what your mother's parents did?
Well, my mother's granddaughter, Daddy Florence. That's what I live with, my mother's daddy, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
They raised me and my brother.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents die, or you just...
Well, they just separated. They kept us.
Did your mother then move in with your grandparents?
No.
Uh-huh. That your parents lived in town, was that? And you lived out with your grandparents?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you know what your father's parents did?
No, I don't. I didn't know anything about them.
Okay. Did you ever know them at all?
I knew one of his sisters. Her name was Carrie.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't know your father's parents? Okay. And could you tell me a little bit about your husband? Is he not living now?
No, ma'am, he's not living. He's been dead a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He died of cancer.
Oh, mm-hmm. What religion was he?
Methodist.
Okay, and...
Now, he was raised in Brooks County.
All right. Were his parents from Brooks County?
Yes, ma'am.
What did he do for a living?
Farm.
Do you know how much education he had?
I think he's told me he went to the 10th or 11th. He had a pretty good education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot. Okay. Well, let's put this away now and let me just ask you some of these questions. I think we might just as well start at the beginning and get all of these numbers and things over with. If you would just begin by counting from 1 to 14, just the numbers. Just count.
From 1 to 14?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, and the number after 19 is?
19.
The number after 19 is?
20.
And the number after 26 is?
27.
And the number after 29 is?
30.
And after 39 is?
40.
And after, 69 is?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
200.
Now it's bigger than that one. After 999, it's the next big one.
900, 300.
You know, it's even bigger than that. It's not 100, it's 10 times 100 would be what?
100.
Much bigger than 100. What's a really big number?
1,000.
Okay. And what's one that's even bigger than that?
2,000.
No, lots bigger. You know, if you were one of the richest people in the world, you'd be a...
Millionaire.
Okay, so if you were a millionaire, that would mean you had how much?
Billions, I reckon.
Okay, or not billions, but what's a word like billions?
Million.
Okay, good. This is another bunch of numbers. You've got a line of men standing, and you say the man at the end of the line is the 11th man. What would you call the man at the head of the line?
What? First.
Uh-huh. All right, so if you start with first and then count on, how would you do that? First?
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Right. Okay, now let's see. If you might say that you get your good luck a little at a time, but your bad luck comes, I think I said that wrong, but anyway, one of them you get a little at a time, and the other one comes all at...
What time?
Or all at, what's another way you might say that?
All at one time, the bad luck.
Well, if you didn't say something one time, you might be saying it... If you said something more than one time, you'd say it...
Twice, two times.
What was the first word you said?
Twice.
Okay, and if you didn't say it twice, if you only said it